Kevin Miller in the morning. We're joined by a fired up Mike Tracy. He's ready to go. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. It's always good to be here. I feel like I've already just had a full weekend in just the last day and a half.
Well, let's get started. What would you like to talk about? I can't even do a proper intro because you're just so fired up here at 580KIDO.
Well, I got fired up because I saw last week, our Democrat opponent to our governor, Belukoff, A.J. Belukoff, come out with just a completely wrong statement on wolf reintroduction is what he called it. He was so wrong on the issue from so many standpoints. He doesn't even understand that it was not wolf reintroduction. It was wolf introduction. These were not the same species of wolves. The species of wolf that did exist in Idaho at one time no longer existed. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Defenders of the Wildlife, and A.J. Belukoff, who supported the reintroduction in 1995, brought in the Canadian wolf,
right,
which was like bringing in an invasive species. We fight really hard in Idaho on noxious weeds and in other kinds of invasive species like the quagga mussel and the zebra mussel and other kinds of animals, plants, you name it. And we brought in a wolf that we knew was going to be problems. And when I was at Farm Bureau, we fought for years. He said the governor's wolf board was... it was a waste of money, and we should just listen to the farmers and ranchers. Well, guess what? We were in the courts for over 6 years, the American Farm Bureau, the Idaho Farm Bureau, the Wyoming Farm Bureau, and the Montana Farm Bureau in the federal courts for 6 years at least that I can remember fighting. They didn't listen to us, and Defenders of Wildlife promised us that we were going to have depredation payments for losses of cattle, sheep, depredation payments for elk, deer. What do we have today? And we didn't even talk about dogs that are getting killed on a regular basis. We didn't talk about human pet depredation. We were worried at the time about cattle, sheep, and big game.
Right.
Because in Minnesota, where they introduced... we're not even sure what species they introduced in Minnesota. All we knew is we had an example where they put wolves in Minnesota and they literally devastated the big game and the livestock in there. And Defenders of Wildlife promised these depredation payments. And here we are 19 years later since that 1995 introduction, not reintroduction, as A.J. Belukoff calls it. He ought to do some research on the Endangered Species Act before he talks about it anymore.
And it's only July, and you're in mid-November form here.
Well, Kevin, let me tell you something. I fought these battles on behalf of Idaho's farmers and ranchers, and people have a tendency in Boise, in the Boise marketplace, to forget that roughly 25 to 30% of our gross domestic product in the state, our gross state product, is still natural resources. Agriculture, timber, mining, recreation, all kinds of things. And if you're not going to allow Idahoans to do the things that they do best and understand how it works, you've got a man running for office that clearly does not understand how Idaho works. I'm not sure how he made his millions. I don't know his background. He seems like he's a nice man. I just don't know. I don't know that much about him. I don't know how he made his money.
From what you do know, what do you think?
He sounds to me like an Obama clone. I've just looked at
an Obama clone running for the governorship of Idaho, really?
Yeah, I just looked at his agenda that he outlined in the Idaho Mountain Express that ran in July 25th of this, just last week. And he outlines his position on guns. He wants more regulation on guns. He outlines his position on the national monument. He wants a national monument in the Boulder White Clouds, much like Escalante in Utah that Clinton pulled, which the Utahans hated. He thinks endangered species and the listing and the wolves are great. People in Idaho do not believe that. The Defenders of Wildlife and the environmental groups will tell you that they think it's great, you know, that Idahoans think it's great. But I guarantee you that gentleman that lost his dog in Jim County last week doesn't think that wolf introduction is a very good thing. And the ranchers and the sportsmen who are paying hard-earned cash to go out and hunt big game are losing opportunities every single day because these wolves, these predators, these alien species are out there slaughtering these animals They haven't balanced the ecosystem. They've thrown it out of whack with a species that shouldn't even be here. And that's Belukov needs to really think hard about his positions. If this is what he truly believes, Idahoans need to know that they're getting somebody who they might as well put Obama in the Idaho State House.
Strong words from our friend Mike Tracy, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. If you have any comments, Mike Tracy here to talk politics. Let's take a look at Mr. Belukov. I've seen the ad, but I have not seen the verbiage. I've just seen it visually. He is going up on TV. It is late July. Is that good or bad for him right now? What does that signal to you? Is he a serious contender?
Well, it signals several things to me. Number one, nobody knows who he is. He's got probably zero name ID. Number two, I would be very interested to see what the messaging says, because if his messages that he's laying out in radio and television are different than what he said at the Idaho Mountain Express with a favorable audience in Sun Valley in Blaine County,
right,
which is a heavier Democrat area, I would think that if he puts out the same messages on broadcast that he's putting out in print with his quotes, that people are just going to be turned off by his message. They might like him as a person,
sure,
but in terms of his position on issues, his policy positions are wrong for Idaho.
Mike Tracy, he may be this guy, A.J. Belukov, and again, we're working hard to get him on here. Maybe he's a smart guy. Maybe he thinks that there have been enough liberal, progressive, democratic gains in the urban areas in Idaho to counteract Idaho's traditional conservative base. Obviously, he's a smart man. Maybe he's going to try and do the Karl Rove, where you just supercharge the base and hope that that's enough to beat Butch Otter.
Well, if he's going to supercharge the base like Obama supercharged the Democrat base, I think he's going to have a real problem in the state of Idaho.
Right.
The rock solid, we found out what the rock solid Democrat vote was in 2002 when Alan Blinken ran against Larry Craig. Only the hardcore Democrats that vote Democrat no matter what. 32% is what Alan Blinken got, and part of it was because he was a carpetbagger.
Right.
I had people, some of my Democrat friends in the media that I'll remain nameless.
There are no Democrats in the media.
Editorial writers, I should say, even said to me during the 2002 campaign, man, he is not an Idahoan.
Right.
And I said, so you're going to vote Republican then this time? No, I can't do that. And so what likely happened is that particular individual either voted Democrat or he didn't vote at all, which we call an undervote,
right,
in the political world.
Well, if I were A.J. Belukov, and let me tap into your vast political knowledge here, Mike Tracy. By the way, Mike Tracy with us, Kevin Miller talking politics at 580KIDO. I would sit back and I would try and be Butch Otter light as opposed to Barack Obama light or Barack Obama squared or what have you. Wouldn't that be the smart move?
That would be the smart move, but first of all, it's pretty hard to duplicate Butch. There is only one Butch Otter.
Sure.
And there never will be another Butch Otter. He's a good friend. And
right,
full disclosure, I worked on his 2006 campaign, and he's a close personal friend.
Oh, no, but what I'm saying is I would clone his issues, not the man. You can't clone the charisma, whether you disagree with him or agree with him. You can't. There'll never be another Butch Otter, but I'm saying I wouldn't be saying, I would have filled out the NRA form. I wouldn't have attacked it. I would have said, well, there are a lot of things that I agree with Governor Otter.
Well, I agree completely.
Yeah.
He should have. But here's what my thinking is. I think he's just an honest man about these policy issues, and he's not listening to his staff. Certainly, previous Democrat governors would never have said these things, at least not out loud in public, even if they thought them behind closed doors, and their staff would talk to him about these things behind closed doors. I find it highly unlikely that he's got staff that are pleased that he's already putting out positions that are contrary to 65 to 75% of Idaho thought, Idaho feelings. Idaho's not getting less conservative. It's gotten more conservative in the last 10, 15 years. I started working on campaigns in 1990, 1992. And people started predicting back then it was going to get more liberal because all these people from California and different places were moving in. Exactly the opposite happened. It got more conservative.
But a lot of people argue, Mike Tracy, that you take a look at the election results in Ada County with the congressional folks. whether it's the 1st or Congressional District. And you had, you know, last time around, Mike Simpson, it was a competitive race, at least in his part of Ada County.
Well, I would agree with that, but I think Brian Smith was delivering the wrong message, and he was the wrong messenger. Mike Simpson has done a great job for the 2nd CD. In fact, Mike Simpson is one of the most conservative appropriation members in the United States Congress. And let me tell you, it's not easy to be conservative when you sit on the Appropriations Committee.
Because, when you have the checkbook.
Because everybody's showing up with their handout.
Right.
And saying no is a real difficult thing, not only to your colleagues in Idaho, but all those other 434 members of the House that are begging for your help.
Right. No, I met with the general election when he was up against Nicole Lefevre and others, and maybe it was just the way the article was written. I thought that it was a little bit more competitive in Ada County. A lot of people worry about the city of Boise becoming little Portland, if you will. You know.
Well, I think what we have, our little Portland, is the north end of Boise. I think if you eliminated, if you had them contained,
right.
I have a lot of friends that live in North Boise.
Sure.
It's a beautiful area, but it's very liberal, mm-hmm. very liberal. If that district didn't exist in the city of Boise, Democrats would have a much more difficult time winning the city of Boise, and I believe that the mayor's office and the city council would be made up of a much different caliber of individual in terms of policy. We wouldn't be having these massive tax increases and fee increases that we see on an annual basis, and spending, just free spending nonstop.
Mike Tracy with us. We'll talk national politics coming up, but before that, we've talked a lot about Mr. Blukoff, and I find that very refreshing, because somehow this has become the Republican show, where because of the primary, we focused on Senator Fulcher, Governor Otter. We've even had Mr. Bujak on. Barry Peterson has been on, who's listening. How do you see this coming together? We've got the court case with Mr. Troupas. We've got the August 2nd meeting around the corner, whether or not a judge will issue an injunction. Then we have the August 9th meeting. As someone who has, worked with leadership, been involved in high-level discussions, where are we at as far as the state party, this injunction, and what's next?
Well, I can't predict what the judge is going to do this morning at 8:30 in Twin Falls with Mike Matthews and Cindy Sitaway. What I can tell you is that I have seen this kind of thing happen a lot in Idaho over the years.
So this isn't new.
Maybe the split that we've seen has not been as open and visual, but there have been divisions. I mean, think about it for a minute, Kevin. It was inevitable. We control super majorities in both houses.
Right.
We've had the governor's seat since 1994 when Phil Batt won and took office in 95. So we've had that seat for 20 years. Our constitutional slate is all Republican. Our congressional delegation is all Republican. It's inevitable that there's going to be some family feuds.
Sure.
It just happens. Nobody has a family reunion and doesn't come away feeling like, oh my God, what happened?
Right.
I really like my cousin, but it
sure
didn't work out so well this time.
Or my cousin's wife or something like that. Right?
You know what? I believe on November 4th that Republicans are going to look at Blukoff and the alternatives on the Democrat side and go, no way, no how.
All right. Much more with Mike Tracy coming up. I do want to talk about the governor's strategy. In addition to that, we'll talk some national politics as well, where the president is. Obviously, some high-level names have come to the state. We hear rumors that they'll be coming back. We'll find out more from Mike Tracy coming up.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Mike Tracy with us, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get back to the gubernatorial race, Governor Otter. And I sit back here and I hear from the activists a lot. We've had Governor Otter on, and I try and be like Switzerland here, which is tough. But on one hand, you have the activists saying that the governor needs to reach out to them, that to bring the party back together. But I mean, if I'm the governor, I'm thinking, I won. So How do these two sides get back together, if at all?
Well, I think Butch always is doing outreach. There are a lot of people, like myself, I would consider myself a pretty conservative person.
Sure.
Based on my track record, and anybody that wants to argue my track record, I will show them 30 years
in
of
fact,
conservative writing, conservative radio, and conservative TV for the last 30 years.
And you'd like to invite any Democrat to come on and debate you.
You know what? In fact, any of those constitutional officers that are running that are Democrats, I'd be happy to debate them live
sure.
right here on your show to give them some practice before they get to the real thing.
Do you think they'll need the practice?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So back to Governor Otter. How does he solve this problem? And by the way, you know this, Mike, better than anybody. I mean, the governor's on the trail. He's charismatic. He was at the fair, Snake River Stampede. He's everywhere.
Butch is, there's nobody better on the stump, at least in the state of Idaho.
Yeah,
I've worked with a lot of these guys. There is nobody better on the stump than Butch. And I had somebody tell me back in the early 90s, a good friend of mine, Eva Gay Yost.
Right.
And Eva Gay said, to know Butch is to love Butch. And she had known Butch since the 70s. And she was absolutely right. I mean, as soon as I started working with him, you know, I helped with his 94 reelection campaign for lieutenant governor. I mean, I was just an advisor and did whatever I could. I didn't do anything for pay. I was working for the Idaho Farm Bureau at the time. But I figured it'd be a good thing to have continue to have a lieutenant governor who had an agricultural and natural resource background. And that's why I supported him. And that's also back in those days, that's why I supported Phil Batt, because I thought working for the Idaho Farm Bureau, it would be a really good thing to have a farmer as the governor of Idaho.
Sure. So we've moved on there. What about this border crisis?
You know, I think a lot of your more conservative activist friends are right about one thing. We've got the laws in place. We have to get control of the borders. You know, we've got far too many illegal aliens. That might not be politically correct, but there are too many people here illegally. Canada seems to be able to control their border, and they've only got 30 million people that live in that country.
Wow.
We have 10 times more people that live here. We have over 300 million people. Canada controls their border extremely well. They don't let people in willy-nilly, and they don't. If they had 11 million illegals there, you think it wouldn't disrupt the Canadian economy? I mean, that would be one quarter of their entire population. We can't afford what's going on at the city level, the county level, the state level, or the federal level. Our president has been completely asleep at the wheel on this, and there's no excuse for it. It is, if I was on one of those border states, I would be outraged if I was a governor. And the governor of Idaho made a statement about these illegals coming in here and being dumped in here, even though there might have only been a handful. We're hearing from state by state where they're dumping these illegals, and whether they're kids, they're teenagers, or they're adults, they need to be kept at the border, quarantined because of all the diseases that they're also talking about, and send them back to their countries. That is the humane thing to do, because what's going on right now, these kids, I heard from one of your earlier folks that you had on, these kids are being abused all the way on the trip from wherever they're leaving all the way till they get to the United States border. They're being physically abused, sexually abused, emotionally abused, starved. Some of them are dying on the way here. That's not humane. There's nothing humane about that.
I agree. Mike Tracy, 10 seconds left. Who should we be looking out for? I know it's a little early to talk 2016, but who do you have your eye on?
Well, you know what? If Mitt Romney would show his true conservative side, because, you know, and I'm not even LDS. I think a guy with his conservative values and what I've seen him do in the private sector, what he did with the Salt Lake Olympics and other things that he's done over the years, I just think he's got tremendous potential if he's willing. But, you know, there could be somebody else that surfaces. We can't take four more years of Democrat control in the White House. I mean, our country is just a laughingstock around the world.
Mike Tracy, we appreciate it, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Kevin.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, men, manly men.
Good morning, Kevin Miller with you here. Robin is in for Dave Burnett at 580KIDO. It's the feminized version of the Manly Man segment. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So here we are, Wednesday. You've got today and tomorrow.
Yes.
And how are you going to react to being back in the land of the normal so you won't have to do the zombie patrol?
I think it will sound something like this.
You know, that's very entertaining for all of us here so early in the morning, Robin.
makes you sleepy, doesn't it?
It makes us something. I think I'm having some indigestion here.
Well, I've got something for that. I've got something in my purse, I'm sure.
I see. So you're counting down the days here. How will you remember our time with us this time here?
Well, so I was thinking this really all is podcast, so people can go back and listen to this crap anytime.
Well, that may be for you, but for us, this is award-winning, compelling content. You may refer to it as defecation, but that's your own standards.
Well,
you're speaking for yourself.
Yes, I am. I absolutely am. That's where I'm just saying I can't believe that what comes out of my brain could actually be listened to repeatedly by people if they went, you know, to 580kido.com.
If you're asking, if we have lots of people. In fact, you take a look at our online numbers, our podcasts, and we do quite well, probably in the top 20 of the company. Oh, there's only 20 people here, but we're in the top 20.
Well, it's probably not this segment they go back and listen to specifically. I bet it's probably other interesting things.
I digress. I tell you that people love this. And the reason why I created this segment is it's something that you can't get anywhere else. Now, you know that, Robin.
Of course.
Sometimes you work in ha-ha radio.
Sometimes.
Right, and this is your therapy. We bring you back here to bring you back to the real world, so you're not going, hey, how to do? Here's Katy Perry.
Dierks Bentley.
Well, that's good stuff. I like that.
Those guys. Okay.
Those guys, that stuff is kind of real because they appreciate music. But now you're getting me off course again, which is not that...
par for the course, yeah.
Right, but you see, what I've tried to create here with this Manly Man segment, and sometimes it works... And sometimes it doesn't, but it's real. And so many times, whether it's in reality television, whether it's anywhere else, you don't have real, you don't have the uncomfortable. Did you ever watch The Office?
I did a little bit, but it made me uncomfortable, yeah.
Exactly. That was the appeal when Michael Scott would say something and you would cringe. Even though it's a TV show, I found myself going back there and, like you, cringing when he would do something uncomfortable. But it's real, and too many times I think in the world today that we don't have enough real.
Well, I beg to differ. It was a TV show, so it was just really not real.
It was real enough to make you uncomfortable.
Maybe it was just bad TV.
Well, it was a lot of people liked The Office. A lot of people, it was around for how many years?
It was. And that's...
NBC had a great special on it. See, you're getting, Dave Burnett is taking over you. You're not letting me finish my sentences here.
Pardon me.
I'm just pointing this out. Are you
Well, kidding? Excuse. No, go ahead. Please finish.
Boy, this is a kind of a role reversal. Yesterday it was how to do. Now, you see what it is, though, is you're on the downslide, so you're the short timer.
Exactly.
You get to go home.
I'm like, oh, I can do this. Just two more days. I can do this. I can
get through.
Two
more days. If he'll say something compelling. Yes, I get it. Anyway, so forget The Office here. I've got some advice to ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think it's too, when do you think you're old enough to start getting away with wearing suspenders?
Oh, well, I think you could anytime. If that's what you're asking.
I was thinking about this, and yeah. I think that the suspender industry needs a young, hip, vibrant, plump guy to really be their new vanguard for the next many years, their new spokesperson. You know, kind of like Brian Harsin with the Broncos. You know, a new chapter in the age of suspenders, although it's very difficult, I imagine, to wear suspenders and have an untucked shirt.
Yeah, that would make it It would not look very good either.
And you try and figure out, you know, how do you feel when you see people wearing suspenders? I guess, really, it's just men that wear suspenders.
Mostly.
I don't see a lot of women wearing suspenders.
Men and clowns. There's clowns, the buying of suspenders is through the roof for clowns.
I see. So we've got that covered. So,
shut up.
What? That was a compliment. Thank you for adding that. Who would have thought?
I'm just saying. yeah, you don't see it a lot, but I really don't give it a whole lot of thought. I don't know. I guess if it was a teenager.
Well, you need to be selling this. You know, Kevin, this is such a relevant point, Kevin. There are so many smart people, not only clowns, that wear suspenders. See this, Kevin. This is the idea of you thinking outside the box.
You're right. I do think that people that wear suspenders automatically probably are a little smarter.
Or clowns.
Or clowns.
Or smart clowns. Anyway, I have something else for you here at 580KIDO. Now, hopefully this will get you rolling here. You know Geraldo Rivera, right?
Yes. Not personally, but yes.
So he's been married four times, been divorced four times, married five, I guess. And so he was getting into this conversation, and you've heard the story about Ray Rice of the Baltimore Ravens. He allegedly popped his fiance, now wife, drug her out of the elevator in Atlantic City and only got a two-game suspension. Well, you would think that we don't have anything going on in the Ukraine. We don't have this issue of whether or not there's going to be an economic collapse.
Right.
We don't have all these other horrible things that occupy our minds 24 hours a day. So you have the sports media going on and on about this. So Stephen A. Smith says, hey, sometimes women can provoke the violence. And then you had Michelle Beadle, who wears her cosmetic surgery. Well, now. Let me take that back. I don't know if she has cosmetic surgery, but you know, a lot of people like her. She's a very opinionated person. So she took issue with Stephen A. Smith. He had to apologize, and now he's been suspended because he said that sometimes, we don't know the story, was Ray Rice provoked? Now, domestic violence can go both ways, but that's about as tiptoey as far as I'm going to go.
Yeah.
However, now we have this issue where Geraldo Rivera has said... Geraldo Rivera has said that, you know, women give a lot to their relationship, and really what a woman has to give, her most valuable asset is her youth, her looks. So if a woman were to invest 2 years in one of these marriages and then be rejected by the man, kind of like trading in the old car for the new, I think she has given a valuable asset that is unequal. In other words, the man gets everything and the woman gets nothing from this arrangement. Now, he said it on Fox's version of The View. Since we don't have five women to one Kay Millie, we have one Robin. What do you make about that?
Was that the point? That the relationship is not equal for a woman as to a man? Or that she should be giving that as her most...
Well, then
assets.
All yeah, and hold on here. Oh, I already had to apologize yesterday to the gays, so let me ring the accountability bell one more time. That allegedly, now I'm not saying this, but this is Geraldo Rivera, that all y'all women have to give is your youth.
That's all we have to give, and that's
your hold on. That's your most valuable asset. Never mind the critiques. Never mind the honeydew list. Never mind. Never mind the direction that women give men, but it's the never mind your intellect. But apparently to Geraldo, it's how you look, your youth, your youth.
Well, that's just coming from a very shallow person who, you know, obviously has some problems.
Well, now they're after him.
Well, if he's really just saying that's all that women have to contribute, yes, valuable asset.
He says that women's youth is precious and a diminishing resource, kind of like natural gas that shouldn't be given away.
Huh, okay.
Here you go. Age, still age weighs unequally in the eyes of sexes. Time is money, ladies, a precious asset. Don't waste your time on a man who gains everything in the beta BS. I don't know, Robin. I don't know. I'm not going to comment on it because Stephen A. got suspended. Geraldo's under fire. You know, they could get Kay Millie next.
That's true. You are tiptoeing.
You could say, well, I'm offended by Kevin Miller defending clowns or going after clowns.
I bet you'll be apologizing to clowns at some point later on today.
Well, yeah. So there we have it. By the way, here at 580 KIDO, we also have a Harley Brown returning. You remember Harley Brown?
Yeah, I love Harley Brown.
Harley Brown will be in studio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Maybe you should stop by and say, hi, Harley, my name's Robin.
I'll be like, who?
Well, Harley's a good guy.
When is that happening?
That'll be in the 7 a.m. hour.
Wow.
Harley will be here hanging out. And then when I'm done with Harley, I'm going to say, Harley, all these other people would want to talk to you. So hopefully he'll barge in and talk to all the FM slappies.
That would be awesome.
Because gosh knows, we all need some Harley Brown content.
He's a funny man.
He is.
Well, that sounds exciting.
It's almost exciting as when people change jobs. What do you make of that? You ever watch somebody... Now, are you a sports fan at all?
No, I'm not.
Well, on this show, the heck with being realistic, you lie.
Oh, yeah, I love sports.
I know
love
I just
it.
Said the first 10 minutes ago that we're all about authenticity, but when?
Oh, I'm so into sports. Like, can we talk about sports?
Sure. You know, Robin, I'm glad you asked. See, that's what this program's about, is being real. So, yeah, here's how it goes. You know, when somebody changes teams, they go, how can you do that? Well, they just do. So there's this guy, and I'm sure you know who he is. His name is Dan Popke. Do you know who Dan Popke is?
I do.
Okay,
yes.
Dan Popke, who I think people should have referred to him as the dean of political reporters in the Treasure Valley, has been with the Statesman for 30 years, started in 84 as a police reporter. And Dan Popke has written things about this show and Guess and Have. Look, whether you agree with someone or not, I think it's always great when you get covered by other media.
Sure.
In fact, we were negotiating to bring Dan Popke back every week. And Dan didn't get back with me, kind of went dark on me for a couple weeks. And my phone starts blowing up, and he's taken a job with a Republican lawmaker, a congressman, by the name of Raul Labrador.
Aha.
And it was kind of weird because... And it seems to be, did you hit yourself in the head with the mic there?
I hit the console with my wrist, must know.
You know, it's very distracting, Robin. You know,
I didn't mean to. I'll really, really try not to do it again, Kevin. I'm so sorry.
No.
All I've got is my youth. Please.
So I'm sitting here at 580KIDO, and so people are blowing up my phone, and Dan has this reputation of being a very strident reporter. People have accused him of being a Democrat, blah, blah, blah. He covered Larry Craig and everything else. But I've noticed in the last 6 months he's writing these glowing articles on Congressman Labrador. And I'm going, what's up? And people are going, oh, he's setting him up. And Mr. Popke does his job very well because a lot of politicians don't like him. But he and Labrador seem to have clicked. Now, all of a sudden, you've got Dan Popke working for Congressman Labrador. And you're thinking to yourself, well, gee, these glowing things. One is an idealist. That would be Popke. The other is an opportunist. Would be Labrador. And people around the area are just shaking their heads. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, Kevin, yeah, fantasy football hasn't started. I get that. But on the other hand, you know, you talk about changing teams. What do you make of that?
opportunity of some sort.
It's kind of wild, like, the young lady who used to work at the Press Tribune, she was the editor, publisher, very nice young lady, and people have always questioned that, where as soon as Billy got elected mayor of Nampa, that she went to work for him. Now, to give these people a fair shake, and Robin, you can be that's the wake-up bell, you can be the arbiter of truth here. I mean, if you're working in one industry, should that preclude you from working in another? People go, well, they make accusations. The fix was in this, that, and the other. But I mean, on their act, they, you know, if they want to get a job, should they? But is there a conflict of interest?
I think it depends on the situation, but most of the time I think people are just trying to...
Well, how about the ones I've just outlined for you?
Like I say, opportunity. Looking for an opportunity, maybe a career change, maybe...
So you don't think there's anything wrong with that?
Well, I would probably have to know more about the situation to definitively say that, but it doesn't...
Well, who are you, a lawyer? I have to learn more. What's that
no,
about?
No, just hit the bell of accountability for me.
Well, hold on, hold on. Dave Burnett's here. He has something to say. Dave, what do you have to say?
You make me laugh. You make me laugh out loud. Hey, baby, you want to make out?
All right, that's enough of you, Dave.
Wow.
All right, it is 5:52, Kevin Miller in the morning. Our great friend Robin Scott with us here.
Are we done? Do I get to do traffic yet?
What does that mean? You know, yesterday I had to just literally pry you away from this gripping, stimulating, comedy-ridden content. Today you're like, dude. Robin, it is not Thursday at 8:32 or 5:32 yet, so we still have you here.
All right.
Boy.
Gosh.
Anyway, anything that you'd like to add today?
Nah. Stop it! Don't make me come in there!
All right,
stop
hold on.
That. You got a mouse in your pocket? Oh, jeez. Here we
the
go.
The ladies.
All right, you
are
can
you
do
done?
Apparently, I am done. I've been done for quite some time.
All right. On to business?
Hold on. This will be the official transition.
That is it.
Hey, Robin, tell us about traffic here at 580 KIDO. And Kevin Miller with you coming up. Fox News is next. Stay tuned. Good morning, 580 KIDO. Serving Emmett.